Massachusetts is now a national coronavirus hotspot, as nearly 2,000 people have died from COVID-19 during the pandemic. Still, there is some encouraging news. Mass General Hospital says it may have reached a plateau in new patients and expects the demand for beds to ease as early as next week. Dr. Peter Slavin is president of Mass General and joins us now on Morning Edition. Dr. Slavin, good morning and thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So start by explaining this. I think a lot of people might be struggling to understand how Massachusetts can be a COVID-19 hotspot and in the middle of a surge of cases, and yet we've reached a plateau at the same time. Explain that.
Sure. Well, I think we have a relatively large number of cases relative to other states, but I think we in the eastern Massachusetts area are seeing the number of patients in our hospitals reach a peak, and in some instances starting to come down. On a daily basis, we're still seeing significant number of admissions, but we're also discharging a lot of patients successfully. So the overall census is pretty stable and coming down. At Mass General, as of yesterday afternoon, we had 338 patients with COVID-19, and about half of them were in our intensive care units. We normally would operate about one intensive care unit for patients with this kind of problem, or we're now operating 12. So it's very busy, but the overall numbers do seem to be trending in the right direction.
I'm wondering if, given what you're seeing at Mass General, you can predict the same path for other hospitals across the region.
I think there are other hospitals that are seeing similar trends. I believe that's the case in the western part of the state. I think in the central part, the numbers seem to be going up slightly. But I think overall, the state feels like we are nearing or at the peak of the curve, and hopefully we'll start to see the number of cases come down over the coming days and weeks. One thing that we're all concerned about, though, is that obviously, we're busy taking care of COVID-19 patients, but we have seen a striking decrease in the number of other illnesses that need acute medical attention. At Mass General, we've seen about a 32% reduction in the number of stroke patients that we're seeing, and a 50% reduction in cardiac patients. We need people to remember that COVID-19 is not the only medical problem out there that can affect their health. If that people are having symptoms of stroke, heart disease, they need to come to the hospital. They're putting themselves at risk.
Is there any way to tell on this day when we might get down to the single numbers of new patients reported, single numbers of deaths reported each day, single numbers of patients admitted to ICUs?
It's hard to know whether these numbers are going to go down very steeply or more shallowly. There have been different experiences in different parts of the world. So we just need to be patient, watch the numbers carefully, and only really consider loosening up on the current restrictions when the numbers are significantly lower than they are now. I think the places that have had the best experience with relaxing restrictions is when the numbers are at or close to zero in terms of evidence of community transmission.
We've heard some healthcare workers have been bringing their own full-body suits to work at hospitals, including at Mass General, and that some hospitals are banning the use of those suits brought in from the outside by the employees. What's the policy at Mass General?
I mean, our policy is that we want people to use the personal protective equipment that we give them. We know it's tried and true, comes from reputable manufacturers, and we're confident that it will protect our staff. When staff brings equipment from outside, we just don't know how good it is and how protective it is, so we strongly discourage it.
Right now, there are enough ventilators to go around?
We do have sufficient ventilators at the hospital. We have about 163 patients with COVID in the ICU, probably another 20 with other types of problems, and we were able to go up to as many as 300 or so ventilated patients if necessary. It's really stretching the hospital's resources, but we're capable of doing it if necessary.
If ventilators do run short and one of your doctors or nurses needs one, will they be given priority? It's our understanding that giving healthcare workers priority is recommended by the state. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's an issue that we and others have been struggling with. The state has initially came out with some guidelines about crisis standards of care, and then because of concerns about the equity implications of them, decided to change them to address those concerns. I think giving healthcare workers preference, on the one hand, makes sense because they put themselves on the front lines and deserve our support. They also, if we get them through this, are able to treat other people down the road. On the other hand, people have raised concerns that it will only adversely affect the equity concerns, since healthcare workers are generally less diverse and generally more socioeconomically well off than others. So it's a very tough issue.
Dr. Peter Slavin, president of Mass General Hospital, thanks for speaking with us again this morning. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.